Players abroad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Captain Slu Paho speaking. Welcome back to SL Airways. Flight 12 will be taking off shortly. Thank you all for complying with our hand sanitizing and face mask rules. Thanks to level 1 regulations, you can now order alcoholic beverages, but this is a non-smoking flight. We are headed to Borlänge in Sweden, and joining us for the cabin's in-flight entertainment is Bantu Mzwakali, a South African midfielder and former Ajax Cape Town and Bidvest star, who will be telling us about life in Scandinavia. We start the flight with clear skies and very little wind, so there should be no turbulence. Stay safe, keep your mask on as much as possible, and try not to touch your face. Crew, please prepare the cabin for takeoff. For Players Abroad, I am happy to be joined on the line by Ike Braga midfielder Bantu Mzwakali. Bantu, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, bro.
So take us back to the moment that you had to decide to go overseas. How did your family react to the news?
Yeah, look, man, I've been wanting to go play overseas, you know, since when I was still in Cape Town, you know. Mm. And the time I was talking to my family about the move to Europe, I think they were very happy for me because they were worried about me the time I left vet. Mm-hmm. So they kept on asking, like, what I'm going to do about my future and stuff. But I just told them, no, I'll just keep on playing at least 6 months at Cape Umoya. Mm-hmm. And wait for my, like, for everything to be okay. Because the time I was at Cape Umoya, it was the time when I was still fixing everything. But I was waiting for one guy, which is Raymond Pina. He was the one who was involved.
He was the one who was involved with your move over?
Yeah, because he was still fixing some stuff, like the invitation letters, the visas, all the things.
I see. So what was it like when you arrived? I think the city is called Borlänge, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Borlänge.
What was it like arriving there for the first time?
Yeah, it was okay. It's just that I came in when it was winter, you know, and it was very cold, snowy, you know, like I thought maybe I might struggle a bit, but I was alone here, so yeah, I had to be strong, you know, because we came here, we were three. It was me, Darren, and Aya. So mm-hmm. We split up. They went to Finland, so I came to Sweden, and it was a bit difficult because I was alone and I had no one to talk to, you know. So I just felt like, you know what, let me do this, man. I'll see where it's gonna take me, you know. Yeah. Till now.
And how difficult was the language barrier, like the difference of language and culture that side?
Yeah, in terms of the language, it's much difficult, you know, because the guys here, maybe few of the guys that speak English, you know, but it's quite a good thing for me because the coach also speaks English, you know, but it's not a major thing where the guys, they speak their language, you know, because it's at the end of the day, it's their home language, you know, so they don't have to change it for me. I just have to keep going, man, you know.
Plus, it's been a crazy year with COVID and all of that. What's it been like being away from family for so long? Because obviously, when we went onto lockdown in March, we closed off the borders, so you haven't been able to come back, I'm assuming. So how's it been, the year 2020 and all of its madness?
Yeah, bro, it has been tough, to be honest with you. You know, I don't want to lie. Mm. Because the time the corona hit, we couldn't do anything. We were sitting at home for quite some time, and we were training. Sometimes we could get maybe 2 weeks off, go back to training. Like, it was a bit crazy, bro, because the time we were off, I felt like maybe I should go home, you know, because I requested a letter from the team that I think I should go home. Mm-hmm. I would see when at home, maybe if things do get better, maybe I would have to come back. But it was a bit difficult for me to get a flight, you know.
Mm.
And so I was like, you know what, let me stay here. At the end of the day, it's not like life is not going to move or something. Life goes on, everything is going to move. Like, look now where we are, you know. So all the time I spent here, I think now it pays off.
For sure. And you know, recently we just heard that the borders are going to be opened up again to certain countries are still closed off, like America and stuff. You know, we can't go there. But Sweden, it doesn't look like the numbers are too bad there. So I'm assuming it should be open. Do you know when you'll be able to visit Mzansi again?
Yeah, man. Look, now we only maybe 8 games left. You know, the season is about to end around November, you know. So I'm happy that I'll be going home soon, you know. So, yeah.
Just in time for December, that's it. So, you know, you mentioned the league. Tell me about your team, IK Braga. What style of football does the team play?
Yeah, I'll say we're playing a good football. Like, we've got ball players in the team. Obviously, we have some players that are strong, you know.
Mm.
They have this Swedish mentality. But overall, I think it's a good mixture of the guys and the team, and the energy is good, you know, because this is also for me, I enjoy playing for now, like I've been playing. So I think it's good. It's good. It's good. I don't want to lie.
And how would you think the league there, the Superettan, compares to the PSL and NFD?
I won't really say anything about the South African NFD because Superettan is way too big for the South African NFD. I think I would compare maybe Superettan with a little bit of a PSL, you know, because it's just that the difference with Superettan, it's more tactical and physical,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? In the PSL, you know, it goes with talent and stuff, you know, it's up and down, man, you know, in the PSL.
Yeah.
But here in the Superettan, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy. It's like a wrestling, bro.
Nice. So it's all about the physicality.
Like, yeah, bro. The physicality, it's extremely crazy, bro. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to lie.
So do you think that that's added to your game, though, that you've had to kind of add? I'm assuming there must be a lot of strength training in order to try and like build you up so that you can take those hits.
Yeah, bro, like it's what they believe in, you know, but I just, when I was here, I sat down with the coach, spoke to him. I came here as a number 10, you know, so he said to me, he wants to use me as a winger, you know, because of the body, you know, because I'm not that, strongest and a physical player. So he said, if I play on the wing, I think it should be easy for me. Because when you play in the middle, that's where the battles are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not what I'm focusing on, like, to be honest. You know, because now I have to use my strength, you know, because in terms of the pace, skill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm doing pretty good in those terms, you know. In terms of physicality, we know... I'm not getting to details like too much where lift up weights. Maybe I do that maybe 3 times a week, you know, when you do core and stuff, just not to get that big, you know, so I can bump into players. It's not about that for me, you know, because we have players who can do that in the team.
So for you, it's still focusing on your skills and what you can bring to the table rather than trying to change the style.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, seeing as you will be coming home soon in the next few months, what is it that you miss most about Mzansi being in Sweden this long?
Yeah, to be honest, bruh, I don't wanna lie to you. The only person I miss now, like that would make me happy to see, is my son, you know, and my family.
Now we get that a lot. Actually, yeah, even Iwulela, he's got his son down here, so he's like, that's the only person that he's trying to see. So let me ask you this. I always try and ask the players abroad. So if you could get your family to send you like a care package of stuff from South Africa, even a scuff tin from home, what would you ask them to put in that box?
Yeah, bruh, to be honest, I would say they send me a bride meat with maybe Ulusu also.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yeah, I think that's just it.
Yeah, even Aiwalela said when you got that side to Finland it was him and Darren. He said that all they chow is fish there. He said he couldn't eat anything that side. So hey,
yeah.
I can understand. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you on Players Abroad, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you very much, bro.
Players Abroad is a team effort that takes flight thanks to the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by myself, your captain, Slu Paho. It is edited by our co-captain, Simon Strella, and graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni. Only on the SL Podcast, brought to you by Sokola Duma.